from the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay. Who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.
What's popping? What's shaking? Nothing but the bacon. Tuesday night, it is 11 p.m., so you guys know we're popping off right now in Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives, and it's the Mosh Gelton Show. And we're about to get down. We get down every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. right here on Sunshine. And you can also check us Monday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. live on RadioSt.Pete.com. So don't forget to check us out. The Mosh Gelton Show will be a crazy filled hour of all the best stuff that you could ever hear. We're a little light in the studio. There's just two of us here. What's up, Jay Scress?
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. I'm doing good. I'm excited.
I know. There's just us.
There's just us. I'm excited for tonight. There's so much stuff for us to be excited about.
There is.
We've got award ceremonies coming up for the show.
Yeah.
It's getting lit. It's getting live. When's the last time you co-hosted a show with just two people?
I don't know. I don't know if we've ever done it, just me and you. Maybe we have, but not a lot. So I don't know that answer.
I guess you wouldn't have co-hosted with anybody else if it wasn't me.
Yeah, very true.
Makes sense. We're gonna get Little Crab on the phone here in a few, and we're gonna see. He knows the sports. I'm not the sports guy. I know MMA, and that's all I know for sports. So Crab keeps us up to date with the Tampa Bay sports. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like it.
You know a little bit of sports though.
Yeah, I know a little bit, but not probably as much as him. But
what's your sport?
Football, like him. I do like football.
Who's your football?
The Bucks.
The Bucks?
Yeah.
How are they? You know what? Let's get him on the phone right now. Let's get him on the phone. Let's talk about sports. We're going to talk about sports. We're going to get Crab on the phone. He knows what he's talking about. I don't want to get anything wrong.
Yeah, me either.
So, see, we'll give him a ring. Hopefully. Hey, is there a Brandon Krebser on the phone?
Brandon Krebser is present right now.
Loud. Brandon Krebser, what's popping off, man? We've got Brandon Krebser on the phone. He's been part of the Mosh Gelton Show since the inception. And it's always good to talk to Brandon Krebser. Brandon Krebser, you are the sports guy, bro. You know a lot about sports.
Yes.
And we were doing the intro here, and I was just talking, and I said, we're going to get Brandon Krebser on the phone. And then we started talking about sports, and I was like, let me just call him right now, and we'll see what he has to say. So give me your overall assessment of how the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are doing and will do, and then any other assessments you may have.
All right, well, first assessment, as I should speak on, is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, our hometown. Let's go, Bucs.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield, great quarterback. Mike Evans, great wide receiver. Chris Godwin's coming off 100-plus yards last week. So we're going to do great this week. We were versus the Broncos. No problem. Easy win, easy money.
So the Bucs got the easy money coming up.
Yes, sir.
All right.
But there's counterflict in that, because the Minnesota Vikings, on the other hand, are 2-0 as well as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
So it's the Vikings versus the Bucs?
No. It's Tampa Bay versus Denver Broncos. Okay. We're at home, so we got this in the bag.
Team's the Vikings. He likes the Vikings.
Right. I know he likes the Vikings. That's why when he put them together. Right. So you think Tampa Bay's got their next game in the bag, and that's going to be at Ray J. Who looks like the dominant football team in the league this year?
The dominant? You want me to be my most honest opinion, or you want me to be biased?
I want you to be completely biased at first and then become honest slowly.
Okay, the Minnesota Vikings, the best team in the NFL.
All right.
Now, to be truthfully, I really, really think, really truthfully, that it's the Baltimore Ravens.
The Baltimore Ravens?
That's random.
Yeah, Baltimore Ravens. Why? It's a comeback city.
They always
screw it up in the end.
Have they made the playoffs?
Yeah, they'll go to the playoffs and then they don't ever make it to the Super Bowl.
Did you guys hear about the stats today?
No.
What stats?
Oh my God. The LA Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani joined the 50-50 club. And when I mean 50-50 club, if you don't know MLB, that means 50 home runs, 50 stolen bases in one season.
Wow.
Oh, so we're
going. But he didn't stop there. In a 20-4 blowout win over the Florida Marlins, this man accumulated 6-for-6 hits, 3 home runs, 2 doubles, 1 single, 10 RBIs, 4 runs scored, and 2 stolen bases. This is unprecedented. This is history in the making. If anybody caught that ball, they are a billionaire.
What team? What team?
The Los Angeles Dodgers.
So the Dodgers
played the Florida Marlins. This was history today.
That's crazy.
So is this guy supposed to be the next Mickey Mantle, Babe Ruth?
Oh, no, he's beyond Babe Ruth.
Wow. What's his name?
Shohei Ohtani.
Okay.
And it's funny because when I wrote it down, I wrote it as his real name, but I had to rewrite it and literally wrote down show and then hey. Ohtani.
Nice.
That's how I could read it.
Yeah, I don't know much about baseball. I know on TV it's not the funnest thing to watch, but I do support the Rays. But football, one thing that they were talking about was, so the Super Bowl is in New Orleans this year, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
So Kendrick Lamar gets the Super Bowl. He's going to be doing the halftime. A lot of people say, because Lil Wayne is from there, why didn't Lil Wayne get it? And then I saw people actually saying, Lil Wayne isn't even capable of doing a halftime show.
I mean, he is.
What is with that?
No, dude, he'd be able to do it.
Yeah, he has so many hits.
I think it's bias because it's Kendrick Lamar. He's got the this versus Drake, so why would Lil Wayne be there when Drake, you know, when he's going to be there? You know, that wouldn't make sense.
I guess a lot of Lil Wayne, I mean, there's not a lot of Lil Wayne songs that you can really project to the family-friendly NFL crowd. But, I mean, Lil Wayne is the best rapper of all time, and people always give me hate for that, but Lil Wayne is the best rapper of all time.
I agree.
He should definitely have it over Kendrick Lamar.
I think he can do something where it's like, not cursing the whole time. You know what I mean? He can put something together where it's good.
Oh, I got a conspiracy theory.
Tell me.
It might be because Lil Wayne's a Packers fan. Lil Wayne dresses up and goes to Lambeau Field in a Green Bay.
Maybe.
Schmitty's not here to defend his Packerdom, bro. Hey, Brandon Krebser, man, we appreciate you giving us the sports. Before I let you go, I hear that there are rumblings of Brandon Krebser, Lil Krebs, starting his own podcast. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, this is this is something that's in the works for sure. Like, we're looking into it. We're making calculated decisions to make sure when it starts and when it's ready to launch. Excuse me.
That's awesome.
It's gonna be a good thing. So positive vibes, positive energy, and I hope everybody is ready because it's coming.
All right, well, I'll definitely put in the word. It's sunshine, and all right, thank you very much. Thanks for calling, Brandon Krebser.
Peace out, Krebs.
All right, brother, guys.
Brandon,
have a good night, guys.
He's way more reserved, man.
Yeah,
he's chill. I think if he keeps the attitude that he just had there. And
yeah,
just
that was
keeps
good.
The chill. I think he could do his own.
Me too.
His own
He's
jam.
He's pretty good, yeah.
He's pretty funny.
He is funny.
He knows a lot about sports.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give him that. I don't know what's going on in the sporting world. He's saying that, MLB, and he was giving me RBIs and stuff. And I'm like, runs batted in, I get it. But, like, my thing with baseball is it's like golf.
Yeah. I know.
And not with the slowness of it. Not even with the slowness. Do you need to be that athletic to play baseball?
I know. I mean, kind of. You gotta be able to hit the ball and make it good. So I guess you do have to be a little bit.
You got to be able to hit a ball hard, and you got to be able to run 90 yards or 90 feet.
And not get, out.
But it's like you hit the ball, then you run for a second, and now you're chilling for right, like yeah. 20 minutes.
No, I completely agree. I think that they get paid way too much for these sports people.
Oh, well, now I disagree with that. Why do you think the sports people get paid too much?
I just think it's, I don't know, I just think it's crazy that they just get paid so much money for doing something that is a sport. Like, just the numbers are just kind of crazy.
Do you think it's crazy that singers get paid so much?
Yeah, I mean, kind of.
What about bankers? Do you think it's crazy bankers get paid a lot?
I don't know. It depends. I guess it depends on what's a lot.
Do you think that the WNBA players should make the same amount as the NBA players?
Yeah, I do.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Why do you believe that?
Because they're both playing the same sport. It's the same thing.
So they're both. So if I took a group of high school kids and they played the same sport, should they get paid as much?
No, because they're not in the NBA.
But my point is this. Let me ask you this. Why do you think WNBA players make less than NBA players? Why do you think that is?
I think because the NBA is held to a higher standard and it's more like in your face and more popular than the WNBA. And so it goes for a higher amount.
Is it possible that if these girls started to get national attention, started to do some big stuff, make big social media presences, mm-hmm. maybe made themselves stars, mm-hmm. is it possible that it could just be that the NBA players, there's more men, first of all, that play basketball than women, mm-hmm. so there's a bigger market for the men? Also, the highest skill level happens to be in the males, so you're watching the all-time high skill level, but they're also big stars. Mm-hmm. So it's like you got to go.
Well, right, I get
yourself.
The big star thing, but they.
So
can my, at least...
here, so if the female, let's say the female players come, they sell 8,000 seats, mm-hmm. and 50,000 people watch on TV, and then the NBA comes in there and they sell 20,000 seats and 2 million people watch it on TV.
Right.
Why should the women get paid the same amount when the men are producing more for the company?
I mean, I don't think that I guess it depends. They don't all have to get paid the maximum or anything like that, but at least close to what people that are in third level would get paid.
I don't. It's just weird to me because if one company the players are bringing in $100 billion,
right?
The other company the players are bringing in $100 million,
right?
And somehow we're supposed to pay the people that are bringing in $100 million as much as the people that are bringing in $100 billion. Doesn't make sense to me.
Well, I mean, do it on a fair level, but they probably get paid like way less, so they should probably get paid more.
What do you think WNBA players make?
I really don't know.
Let's,
not a clue.
Let's check it out. I think
they don't ever put their stats up there.
NBA salary. So WNBA, what is the minimum WNBA salary? So the minimum per year currently sits at, okay, so the maximum a woman can make, it says here, is $250,000 a year. Mm-hmm. And then $64,000 is the lowest. Mm. And if they've been there for 3 years, $76,000 is the lowest. Okay. So $60,000 to $80,000 is the lowest you get paid to play a game. Mm-hmm. Isn't that enough?
I mean, yeah, I guess, but it's still kind of messed up.
I just don't see where the messed up part is. You just keep saying it's messed
because
up, but you don't explain
just,
to me how it's
messed
it's up.
Because it's just, they're doing the same sport as the men are. But I get the whole, you know, the ratings and all that stuff and the publicity and how much they bring in. I do get that, but I don't know why they don't hype them up as much either. But
I just think there's just not as many female
right.
people that watch and play basketball as men, and I think the men are better at playing than the females.
Right.
And they're damn sure doing the branding a little bit better.
They are, but who's to blame for all that? I don't know.
Well, the same people, I believe, that are running the NBA run the WNBA, right. I would imagine.
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine, too.
So, who knows? But all right, look, you're the only one in studio today.
I am.
And usually, we play trivia time. There's more than one person.
Right.
But we are going to play. Let me ask you, are you ready to play trivia
ready
time?
Ready to play.
Trivia time on the Mosh Gelton Show is up. We are done with the equal pay stuff, getting into politics. We don't want to do that. We just want to talk. We want to play games. And tonight's game is going to be According to a Song Lyric.
Ooh, by myself. Uh-oh.
Jess is here by herself. She's going to play. If you start to not get it, I'll try to give you hints.
Okay.
Send you in the right direction. We'll see how many of these questions you can get.
Okay.
How the game works is I'm going to ask you a trivia question, and the answer is going to be embedded somewhere in the lyric of a song.
Okay.
So, for instance, if I said, according to a song lyric, where have I been spending most of my life? Where have I been spending most of my life?
Oh, Gangster's Paradise.
Living in a Gangster's Paradise. But if I said, where have I been spending most of my life, and you say...
In the basement.
And the basement is incorrect. That's where Dr. Dre... You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you know how it's played, and are you ready to play?
Ready to play. Pressure.
Yeah, I'm curious to see. And if you're thinking about it, you can think out loud. If you think, I'm not sure what you do.
Okay.
Trivia time. According to a song lyric, what would I do... if I could just see you tonight? What would I do if I could just see you tonight?
I would walk. Is that close?
That's the first word. What would I do if I could just see you tonight?
Oh, man.
Walk is the first word. What would I do if I could just see you tonight?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I would walk 1,000 miles.
Walk 1,000 miles is the correct answer. And with a little bit of help, Jess snags the first. I think that's Vanessa Carlton.
It is, yes, Vanessa Carlton.
Vanessa Carlton, 1,000 miles. That's what I would do if I could just see you tonight. It is not, if I could just see you tonight. I told the whole thing. You know what song I'm thinking of. All right, according to a song lyric, trivia time in the Mosh Gelton Show. You're listening to Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. Check it out. According to a song lyric, what happens all around the world?
What happens statues crumble for me.
That is correct.
Nice.
Another shot from Jess. All around the world, statues crumble for me.
Who knows how long I loved you.
Oh, that's a banger. Sugar Ray, I believe.
Yeah, Sugar Ray.
Correct answer, Jess, 2 for 2 on trivia time right here on the Mosh Gelton Show. According to a song lyric, what do I fear about this lack of self-control? According to a song lyric, what do I fear about this lack of self-control?
It's like Green Day or something?
Something like that.
What do I fear what?
What do I fear about this lack of self-control? How would he say it? What do I fear about this lack of self-control? So start with the second part.
This lack of self-control.
Uh-huh. What do I fear? So this lack of self-control, I what?
I fear.
That's how it starts. So according to a song lyric, what do I fear about this lack of self-control? This lack of self-control, I fear.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Last hint is Linkin Park.
Okay, Linkin Park.
What do I feel about this lack of self-control?
Why am I not thinking of the song.
I've felt this way before.
Okay.
So insecure. Okay. What do I feel about what do I fear about this lack of self-control?
Hold on.
What do I
feel? Fears how I fall, confusing something's real.
You almost had it. You almost had it. This lack of self-control, I fear, is never-ending. It's haunting how I can't seem.
Right, I was thinking about the chorus.
That's all right. You missed one. You're still doing a winner's work in my book.
Well, thanks.
We're on to the fourth question. Trivia time on the Mosh Gelatin Show. According to a song lyric, what are we going to do tonight? Old or rock and roll? I'd say an oldie.
What are we going to do tonight?
What are we going to do tonight?
Oh, we're going to party. No?
Nope.
What are we going to do tonight?
What are we going to do tonight? Older song. What are we going to do tonight? It's like Elvis style.
We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Jess gets the fourth one with a little bit of help from yours truly. It's the Mosh Gelatin Show. We're playing trivia time. This is according to a song lyric, and it's on Jess here. All right, Jess.
Okay.
According to a song lyric, who falls down sometimes? According to a song lyric, who falls down sometimes?
We all fall down sometimes?
No.
Who falls down?
According to a song lyric, who falls down sometimes?
I know this, but I'm not like getting. Let's see.
Even who falls down sometimes? She doesn't know it.
God? Even.
She doesn't get it correct. It's even the best fall down sometimes.
Even the best fall down sometimes, yeah.
Even the best fall down sometimes.
I knew that.
That is a Howie Day song. Even the best fall down sometimes. You know that one, right?
Yes, I do.
So you should have had it.
I know, I should have.
And that was called Collide from Howie Day. That'd be even the best fall down. All right, but we're past that because I think you're going to get this one right here, Jess. Only a couple more questions. According to a song lyric, what did I do on those Saturdays when kids go out and play? What did I do on those Saturdays when kids go out and play?
What?
Saturday when kids go out and play.
That's a rap song?
It's a Limp Bizkit.
Oh, okay.
What did I do on those Saturdays when kids go out and play? You don't know it, do you?
No, I do not. I would know it if you sang.
Saturday when kids go out and play, I lay up in my room and let the stereo play. She
didn't know it.
Do you know any Limp Bizkit?
Yes, I do. I know a lot of Limp Bizkit.
Just one.
Yeah.
More fight about your leadership. And I will straight up leave you, and you'll be the one who's left, missing me.
Yeah!
This time I'm gonna let it all go. I can't stop myself. I have to sing it. All right, we got to get to these last couple of questions. According to a song lyric, Jess, where did I see your face?
Is it that song, I'm a Believer?
Nah, but...
No? Okay.
That's going to be used. Where did I see your face? Okay. Where did I see your face? Da-da-da-da. I don't know. But I'm so in love with you. According to a song lyric, Why? According to a song lyric, what? Where is it at?
Oh my gosh, where did I see your face, you said, or something.
Where did I see your face? That's correct. Sorry. According to a song lyric, where did I see your face? Where did I see your face?
In a crowded room?
In a crowded place.
Okay.
I'll give you that.
All right. Thanks.
You're going to have how many questions left? 2 questions left.
Okay.
You get 1 out of 2, right? And I'll give you the game.
Okay. Hopefully it's not boring anybody.
Hopefully it's not boring anybody?
Yes. Because it's just me.
They're playing along. When you're getting it, if you're not getting it, they're sitting there thinking. But when would it be, even if you thought it was boring people, do you think on a FM radio show you should say, hopefully what we're not doing is boring people? Does that make any sense in your brain?
It was just me playing.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, listen. This is what I work with every day. I got a co-host here who's playing by herself, and maybe she doesn't understand how radio works, and she doesn't understand.
Yes, I do.
Obviously you don't.
I know. I'm just kidding.
The more you fight, it's only going to get worse for you. But here's what I got. So she obviously, you know, she doesn't know timing or whatever. Maybe she doesn't understand that. Her playing by herself while she's waiting to get the answer, you guys are all screaming it at the thing. I mean, everybody's having a good time here. Everybody loves this. But then she says, even if she thought that this was true, she says, I hope everybody's not bored. I hope this isn't boring everybody. If you ever find yourself on an FM radio show and you start to say the phrase, I hope I'm not boring you, just leave. Leave and walk. Don't get in your car. Just walk. Walk down the road, make a left. If you're supposed to make a right, just keep walking. That road down the left, go all the way down to the stop sign. Knock on that weird looking fence. Some tall dude's going to come. He's going to open it. Go inside. There's voodoo. Light some incense. And stop. Stop doing radio. You got 1 question left. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. According to the boring person here on the Mosh Gelatin Show, what do I realize when I take a look at my life?
Ooh. Oh, I know this.
What do I realize when I take a look at my life?
Alternative?
Yeah, it's alternative.
Okay.
According to a song lyric, what do I realize when I take a look at my life? Not alternative rock, no.
Oh, okay. Does it go like, I take a look at my life first?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I realize.
Uh-huh. Sorry if you guys are bored.
I was just joking. It was just me.
I know you're joking, but I'm going to keep going. That was such a devastating thing to say that I got to make a joke about it. But the more you bring it up, the more it's going to send their attention on you.
I know.
All right, you don't have the correct answer. Jess loses.
What?
She's not good. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. It's the Mosh Gelatin Show.
Tuesday nights from 11 p.m. to midnight, the Mosh Gelatin Show airs on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, featuring late night talk radio, music critique, and your mother. Not near St. Pete? Listen in at RadioSt.Pete.com. The Mosh Gelatin Show, Tuesday nights from 11 p.m. to midnight on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
What's up? It's Mosh Gelatin here, and I totally remember when I didn't like anybody on the radio. I thought everybody sucked. I thought I could do way better, and here I am 6 months later, and I feel like I'm doing way better. You should tune in to the Mosh Gelatin Show Tuesday nights at 11 p.m. to midnight to hear the best, the most bombastic, and really the stuff that people won't say because they're scared to get canceled, but we'll toe the line because the Mosh Gelatin Show is a little bit crazy. So tune into the Mosh Gelatin Show Tuesday nights at 11 p.m. on Sunshine 96.7 FM. That's what you do.
What up? It's Beatbox Bob, and I'm going to tell you the only thing that's sicker than me.
Bob, are you sick?
Oh, I'm sick as can be.
Your voice sounds horrible.
I'm going to tell you, I'm doing the liner anyway because that's how much I care.
Do the liner, bro. Go ahead.
The Mosh Jelton Show is the sickest show this side of the Mississippi, I promise you. Tune into the Mosh Jelton Show. It is sick.
Tuesday nights from 11 p.m. to midnight, The Mosh Jelton Show airs on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, featuring late night talk radio, music critique, and your mother. Not near St. Pete? Listen in at RadioSt.Pete.com. The Mosh Jelton Show, Tuesday nights from 11 p.m. to midnight on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
You like good radio, right, Bob?
I love good radio.
Should we put on good radio?
We should only put on good radio.
Let's only put on good radio.
Put on good radio now and forever.
Which show puts on only good radio?
The Mosh Jelton Show puts on only good radio.
The Mosh Jelton Show pops off every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. And if you're not near St. Pete, all you got to do is go to RadioSt.Pete.com. So, Bob, are we great?
We're great.
Hey, you're listening to the Methamphetamine Hour, also known as the Mosh Jelton Show.
Welcome back to the Mosh Jelton Show. We are getting down. We're having a good time. It's Mosh Jelton and Jay Scress, and we're always rocking every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. You can catch us rocking and rolling. This is where local music lives. We play a lot of local music. We've been talking about this award we've been up for. We've made it into the top three for Creative Loafing's Best of the Bay. So we made Best Radio Station, the station you're listening to, Sunshine 96.7 FM, made Best Radio Station. Also, I made Best Radio Personality. The show made Best FM Show, and we also made Best Podcast, but we only know we're in the top three. We've got Bubba the Love Sponge, who could come in and steal Best Personality and Best FM Show, but I don't think so. I think we took care of that, guys. I think we got them out of there.
Yeah, you definitely had a lot of votes.
This is tomorrow. Who do you think is going to win?
I think you're going to win. I think you got the votes.
You think that that we got all four categories in the bag?
I think so, for sure.
What do you think, they just didn't try, or that we just got all the people?
Yeah, I think that you pushed to get the votes, and I don't know if they actually pushed to get them, but or how many people.
Bubba had one of the main big wigs of Creative Loafing on his show last week.
Yeah, I saw that.
So if that's not pushing, I don't know what's pushing.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be close, but.
But if we get. Like, so if we get second place in FM to Bubba the Love, I don't know about names. If we get second place to Bubba in FM, yeah, I'm gonna be a little pissed off.
Right.
I can't say that that's not gonna irk me.
Yeah. I know. It's scary, but I think you can do it.
If he gets me in Best Radio Personality as well, yeah, it's gonna irk me. I don't like taking second place, and the amount of time and the amount of work that goes into this show. I mean, I won't be a sore loser, but
yeah,
I got a real fun surprise too for the award show.
Do you?
Everyone's gonna love it. Yeah.
Okay.
Anybody that knows anything about Tampa Bay radio is gonna be like, this guy is wild, bro.
Is that only if you win, or is that if you?
It'll look dumber if I do it and I'm like runner up. It would be best to have the winning award.
Right, okay.
When I do it, but...
Oh, okay.
So you thought it was a little bit boring on that last trivia time. But well, how about this?
What?
Let's just see. I'm going to give you something simple. I'm going to give you a simple little lining here.
Okay.
Let's see if you can get this. What is the most popular instrument in these countries?
Okay. Oh, gosh.
This should be very simple.
All right.
What's the most popular instrument in France?
In France, the violin.
No.
Is it something
like... Very common instrument.
Is it like lighter or is it like heavier? Like when it comes to sound?
It's a piano.
You didn't have to tell me.
Yeah, it'd be hard to guess.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't thinking piano.
Australia is the cello.
Okay.
What the hell is a cello again?
That's the big one that they like lean on the floor and they play and it's like kind of low.
Big and bassy.
Mm-hmm.
America is the piano.
Okay.
Colombia, the accordion.
Oh, nice.
I always wanted to meet somebody that played the accordion just so I can point and laugh. I just feel like if you play the accordion, there's two types of people left in the world that are like stuck in the 1890s. People right. that play accordions and clowns. Like clowns that go to birthday parties. So I pretty much, and for all you accordion players out there, I'm not trying to say you, you're a clown, bro. Don't play the accordion.
Why don't you like the accordion?
I love the accordion.
Okay.
I love people that play it. I love clowns.
Okay.
But I just want my friends that play the accordion to know that the first thing someone's going to think of when they see you playing that is clown. Dude's a clown. Then they're going to get to meet you. You're a nice dude. You have them over for dinner. You talk. You have good conversation. You're like, this guy's not a clown. He just plays the accordion. But the first thing they're going to think about is how big of a clown you are for it's Scottish, but it's got some techno in it. It's not a good look.
Yeah. Is it kind of like people who look for gold with those things on the beach? Metal detector? Couldn't think of it for a second.
Look for gold with those things on the beach? Hold on. We got to give Jess what she needs here. All right, look, Jess. It's the Mosh Gelatin Show.
Uh-oh.
Yo, when I hear Jess, I be snoring. When I hear Jess, I be snoring. When we're on the Mosh Gelatin Show, it is boring. Yeah, she hates it. She just wants to make it. She digs herself into a hole and she just can't escape it. Look, Jess, you didn't win the trivia. Your nickname should probably be Chlamydia. Because there's no way that I can find a way to get rid of ya. And that's the same thing that I did to ya. J-Scress, I made tests, I hate safe sex, latex. Yeah, I was about to start cursing there.
Ooh.
Curse words wouldn't have worked out that well. Japan.
Japan.
Any idea what their number one instrument is over there?
I do not know at all.
The Legend of Zelda guy uses one.
Nope, don't know.
A lute.
Ooh, what's that? What's it look like?
You don't know what a lute is?
I know what a flute is.
A lute, I believe, is a guitar from the old, like one of the
like
first.
A small one?
Yeah, like a foldable guitar.
Okay.
What's a good example of the lute being played? Have you seen The Witcher?
Uh-uh.
You've never seen the show The Witcher?
No, you always told me to watch it, but I never did.
Okay, well, in The Witcher, there's a character. For those of you guys that don't know, The Witcher is like a in the medieval times with guys with swords, and then there's wizards and all that stuff, and kingdoms and stuff like that. That's what The Witcher is about. And the main character has one, his best friend is known as a bard. Okay. And a bard is like just a jester, a funny guy from back in the medieval times. And he played the lute.
Okay.
And this is the song. This is one of those songs from that series. This song is so fire, bro.
And he's playing the lute?
Okay. When a humble bard graced a ride along with Geralt of Rivia. Along came this song. From when the White Wolf fought a silver-tongued devil, his army of elves at his hooves did they revel. They came after me with masterful deceit, broke down my lute and they kicked in my teeth. While the devil's horns minced our tender meat, and so cried the witcher, he can't be bleed. Toss a coin to your witcher, O Valley of Plenty, O Valley of Plenty, oh. Toss a coin to your witcher, O Valley of Plenty. At the edge of the world, fight the mighty horn that bashes and breaks you and brings you to mourn. He thrust every elf far back on the shelf, high up on the mountain from whence it came. Ah, he wiped out your pest, got kicked in his chest. He's a friend of humanity, so give him the rest. That's my epic tale, our champion prevailed, defeated the beast.
Alright, there's so much stuff in the back, just give me the hook. Barely hear him because there's so much crazy stuff in the background.
Yeah,
this is the best song he ever did. I'm sorry if you guys know The Witcher, you guys know these songs and you love them all. You guys are screaming these songs out loud.
I hear you're alive. How disappointing. I've also survived.
No thanks to you.
Did I not bring you some glee, Mister? Oh, look at me. Now I'll burn all the memories of you. All those lonely miles that you ride. Did you ever even care with your swords and your stupid hair? Now watch me laugh as I burn all the memories of you. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been the most beautiful audience. Remember to toss a coin if you can. If anyone needs me, I'll be at the bar. What for do you earn? It's the point of no return. After everything we did, we saw, you turned your back on me. What for do you earn? Watch that butcher burn. Will ring quite as true as burn. Burn, butcher, burn. Burn, butcher, burn. Burn, burn, burn. Burn, 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 burn. Watch me burn all the memories of you.
What?
That was fire.
That's where it is, bro.
Yeah, that was good.
You can't even funk the flex on that one, bro. I'm telling you, if you haven't seen The Witcher, bro, you've really got to check it out. I'm telling you that. You've really got to check it out.
I think I've watched like one or two episodes.
Oh man, one or two. They are like 30-year long episodes, so they do take a long time. And if you want to like go over one, mm-hmm. it sucks because if you want to rewatch it, but it's dope. Yeah, okay. So we got a couple of female lead vocalists we'll talk about, and here's one of them. If you guys have never heard this song, you've been living in a box.
And of course, it goes away from me really quickly, but that's all right because I can pull it back. Let's see. Boom, 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 boom.
Boom, boom.
What was the name of the song?
I don't know.
It was Zombie, right?
You didn't say.
I didn't say Zombie?
Mm-mm.
From the Cranberries?
No, you just said you were playing a song.
It was pulled up and everything, bro.
They always be happening to you.
They always do me dirty. Zombie's the goat, though.
Yeah.
Zombie by the Cranberries.
So good.
It's one of my favorite and I don't want to just put them in a different category because it's their female lead vocalist, but it's definitely one of my favorite female lead vocalists and favorite lead vocalists ever. She was, I think she was like Scandinavian or from one of the Nordic countries.
Yeah.
Like Norwegian or something.
Funny story about the Cranberries.
Yeah.
When I was like, I don't know, in middle school, probably, my friend, her mom got, she like, her, you know, Natalie Merchant, the singer?
Yeah.
Okay, well, her, my friend's sister was in one of her music videos, so she got us a Cranberries music video, but I don't think it ever was released, but we had to do it. It was in New York City.
What were you doing in the music video?
It was like a bunch of us, and we had to like, we're like standing in this park. I think it was like Battery Park or something in New York City. And we just like we're standing outside, and then we like look up at the camera. Like I vaguely remember doing like something like that. Nothing too crazy.
That was your claim to fame. That extra. never
yeah,
came.
I think I got like a $80 check or something.
When you do become famous with these music videos that you tend to get, you're gonna be Jay Scress. You're doing radio. What's gonna be your shtick? Do you have a shtick yet?
I do not have a shtick, but I don't know. I like pop culture.
A lot of radio shows they use the female as like the butt of the joke, like she doesn't right. get it.
Yeah,
so you could fit right in there.
I could do that well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
tell me the most interesting thing that comes to your mind right now.
Aliens. I don't know.
Aliens, ladies and gentlemen. Aliens it is. Interesting thing in Jess's mind. So you know Zombie, that's yes. the Cranberries, but tell me if you've ever heard of this song. That band?
Oh, I do not.
It is Blondie.
Oh, okay.
Blondie, one of the early bangers of female lead vocalists.
Yes.
I don't know if I know any other Blondie songs.
Probably if I heard them, maybe.
What is the other? Okay, so Misery Business is Paramore. What's the other song?
Which one? Like she has.
They've only got one other one.
Oh, the one that was on Twilight, maybe.
I'm not sure. But I was just thinking, how the hell am I going to learn how to play toss a coin to your Witcher? That's impossible. Hold on. I'm just looking at the keys. That's why I got distracted. It's like... When a humble... Yep. Can't even get it started. It's crazy.
Was it That's What You Get?
For Paramore?
Yeah.
No. What are the names of it?
It's not That's What You Get? Okay. Decode was the one in Twilight.
It's... I'm still... Into
oh, okay,
you.
yeah, into you. Still into you.
You didn't know that was the other one? That's the only other one.
Yeah, well, I thought, because 2007 was That's What You Get, so that's still a good one. That's not. There's not only two songs.
Well, you can't always get what you want now, but if you try sometime. I don't know, I'm a big fan of...
No, it's That's What You Get When You Let Your Heart Oh.
Well, their banger is definitely this one. Just feels so good. What was happening there was somebody was debating politics with me while I was listening, and I was jamming out to that song while I was debating politics on text messaging. And we don't debate politics here on the Mosh Gelton Show, but I will do it in my personal capacity because I have a propensity for enjoyment when it comes to debate. So I was having a debate and I wanted to respond quickly.
Uh-huh, so you had to exit out.
Damn thing just took me right off the board, bro.
Yep, I was like, nope.
Well, at least we had Brandon Krebs on the phone. That worked out well.
That was good.
How does it feel? Your first show that I've remembered that you, it's been you as the co-host.
I enjoyed it.
Can I finish the question?
I knew what you were getting at there.
Yeah, just still, you want to let me finish so you don't talk over. How did you enjoy the night? It's your first time... First time co-hosting pretty much ever for the FM. How'd you feel?
I actually really enjoyed it. It wasn't bad. It went really well.
What do you think your strengths were and your weaknesses?
My strengths were that I brought the woman to the vibe of the show. A little, you know, different insight, if you will.
You brought that woman vibe?
Yeah. Something like that.
You did bring the woman vibe.
Yeah. Usually have guys, you know, mix it up on the solo.
And what about your, what do you think you can work on?
You know, not saying certain things.
Being less boring?
Yeah. Don't say boring.
Okay. Don't say boring. She's got her work cut out for her. Check it out. Every Tuesday night at 11 p.m., you can catch the Mosh Gelton Show popping off right here on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. And don't forget, Mondays, that's every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m., we're live right here at RadioSt.Pete.com. So you're not going to want to miss us. And hopefully we win tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let's give it a little 1, 2, 3, we're going to win.
Okay.
You ready? 1, 2, 3, we're going to win!
From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.
bring that to the wizard?
How dare you?
Hey, you're listening to the methamphetamine.